It's about time we got one of the female pros from Dancing with the Stars Juniors here on To The Point.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movie.
Welcome on in To The Point with Kristen Burt, and I am so excited. The day has finally come. We got one of the female pros from Dancing with the Stars Juniors. I think she's hilarious, guys, by the way. Eliana Walmsley, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now, you and I were just singing Rocket Man. This was your choice of song.
Yes, Rocket Man is definitely a favorite.
I love that you love all these classic kind of songs, like old school.
Yes, old school. It's just yes.
Yes, and you were saying Nirvana also?
Yes, Nirvana, Come As You Are.
That's a good
one. And I also like Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Nirvana was pretty amazing in the early 90s when you were just a mere thought. You were not alive. But I was. So we want to welcome you here. I'm really excited to have you here. We talked to Jason on the red carpet of Nutcracker and the Four Realms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we were getting the inside scoop from him, asking what it was like to work with you. And I realized, because I was going back and watching clips of you from even Dance Moms and things like that. I'm like, she's just so funny. And I'm like,
thank you.
Jason is so funny.
Yes.
The two of you must have just killed Emma Slater all rehearsal long.
Literally, sometimes in rehearsals, I feel like we would do more silly stuff than actually, like, doing rehearsal.
I know, and Emma's like, we gotta rehearse.
I know. And we're like, no! And for some reason, she would always start dying laughing at the word salad. I don't know what it is. I would always just go, salad. And she'd always, like, literally start crying because it's so funny. I'm like, oh, what is so funny? And we would also tease her that she needs a snot rag. Because when she cries, a snot rag is a tissue. Tissue.
A tissue.
Tissue. And that would make her cry even more.
I love that. You guys had such a great team. And I just think it makes so much sense now when I start seeing pairings and how Dina Katz put you guys together. And I'm like, she saw a sense of humor with you. Jason's hilarious. And she's like, boom, magic.
Know.
That's really kind of incredible.
It was, it was
she's
really
genius
fun.
At pairing people together.
Yep, she is.
I really do believe that. Now, your mom and I were talking, you were in the conversation too. We were just talking about how crazy it was on how you got to audition for this show. This was not a simple, like, I'm here in LA, I'm just going to go and audition. You were in Miami, correct?
Yes, I was in Miami, and we got the call. I was training with my mentor, Lacey. She's a pro on the show.
AKA Lacey Schwimmer, everyone. Whom we all love. We've had her on the show, and I'm telling you, she is magic when it comes to training people for ballroom. So you think you can dance, World of Dance, juniors. She's incredible.
Yeah. And she knew that they needed another girl pro for the show. So she called them. And so she called them and showed them me. And she's like, told my mom, she's like, you need to post something right now so they can see it because they're looking at her account. So my mom literally just posted like a tiny boomerang with my one of my really good friends, Brady Farrar, of us just like doing ballroom. And then we got the call like that day, literally saying, hi, we would love for Eliana to audition for the show. But like I said, we are in Miami right now and the audition is in LA.
Tomorrow.
I'm pretty sure they're on opposite coasts, right?
Different time zones, opposite coasts, everything. So what happens? Who flies from Miami to Los Angeles?
I know. So what happened is we were learning a contemporary duet, so we learned our duet. And literally, right after we learned the duet, we went to the airport and we did a red-eye flight to LA on audition that day. We literally had to drive straight from the airport to the studio.
Oh, my gosh. So how were you feeling in the audition? Because it's not easy to sleep on a plane. You want to get as much rest as you can.
I really like sleeping on planes. That might seem crazy, like, even sometimes I get my best sleeps on planes.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I usually can sleep, but I feel like I sleep for 2 hours, and then I'm up for 2 hours,
really?
And then I sleep 2 hours. So I need to be you.
I usually sleep the whole entire flight.
Oh, that's so good.
I know. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you're so lucky.
That's a gift. It really is. So how did you feel in the audition when you're there? And listen, the stakes are big. This is an ABC show.
Yes.
You know that this is going to be like a thing.
Yeah, this is huge. I was actually extremely nervous, but I was already just extremely excited just to be there at, like, the studio. I'm like, whoa, wait, like, I see this on TV. I can't believe I'm really here. But it was also really nerve-wracking, too, because I didn't do ballroom that much when I auditioned. So I was really nervous about that I had to have, like, the proper technique, but, like, I didn't know if I had the proper technique. But luckily, like, they, like, showed us how to do everything. Like, Emma actually was the teacher for the audition.
So good.
So I was so happy I ended up with her actually as my mentor. I was like, yay, I actually
You're already
know
comfortable
her.
With her.
I know.
Was Mandy Moore in the room, too?
No.
She wasn't. Okay, no. So this was just...
We didn't know who the judges were, actually, I think, until, like, we actually, like, did the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if Mandy Moore was at your audition. No, she wasn't. That's interesting.
All the main producers were, though.
Yeah, they were. They were looking out.
Yep.
Yeah. And did you dance with another male contestant?
Yes. They actually did have, like, pro men auditioning, too. And actually, two of them actually did get on Troop that were actually at my audition, too.
Oh, good.
Sebastian and Cody.
Oh, I love that. I just auditioned. Yeah. I just auditioned. I interviewed. I don't audition people. Don't come to me and ask for an audition. I do interview people. I interviewed Cody and Reese, from Troop. I saw them at the World Choreography Awards. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did that a couple of years ago, actually. It was really fun.
Yeah, always a fun event.
Yeah.
Really incredible.
Loved it, yeah.
So how long was it after this audition that you got the phone call that you were on Juniors?
Well, this is actually the really cool part. It was actually, I would say about... Only about, like, 4 days later, I would think. But we got the call, but you know what's really cool?
What?
The day after was my birthday. So it was, like, the best birthday present
best
ever.
Best birthday gift. So yes. You're turning 11?
Like, yes.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I mean, it was back in June.
But that's a happy birthday gift.
Yep.
ABC's like, here's a contract.
And I was like, you're gonna be on our show. What more perfect timing?
I know. I love that you can absolutely celebrate. And by the way, in case anyone didn't know, I believe you flew to New York right after that LA audition, too. So you had another job.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing you have a lot of energy.
Yeah, we did another red-eye flight after the audition straight to New York. And then I'm pretty sure we actually did another red-eye. I know we did a lot of red-eyes in, like, a week. And then we flew to... I think it was, I can't even remember.
Another city, though.
It wasn't San Diego. It was Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
I was where'd I get San Diego from?
Miami, LA, New York, LA.
Yep.
That's a lot. That's a lot of flights.
And I'm on red-eye flights.
Oh, but you were sleeping, so you're good.
Mm-hmm.
You were good. So you get, did your mom deliver the news?
Well,
you got
actually,
the show?
My agent called my mom. She's like, we have some really great news. Eliana is officially a pro on Dancing with the Stars Juniors. And, of course, my mom and I, we were, like, started crying. We literally just couldn't believe it was actually real because, like, both of us have watched the show together. It's just really, really crazy.
And this summer, I went to the tapings. This was... For me, as an audience member, I have to tell you, it was one of the happiest parts of my summer because I would walk into the studio. Yeah, you're going to agree. Your mom's like, yes. And I'll tell you why. Like, this is just crazy. Like, everything's going on in the world and everything else. And you walk into CBS Studios and you guys dance your hearts out for however long the taping took. Sometimes it was an hour and a half. Sometimes it was longer than that. But it was wonderful because everyone was so happy to be there.
Yes.
Everyone was working hard. It looked like the best summer dance camp you could ever go to. And I kind of wanted to be 11 and out there with you
guys. All of the kids got along so well. We were all like besties with each other.
And you know, that's one of the things. A lot of the adults that watch the show go, everyone cries when they get eliminated. But I go, I don't think that they're sad that it's over. But at the same time, I think you guys were so happy with the experience. Everyone I've talked to has said it's been such a life-changing thing.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
You miss everyone.
Mm-hmm. That was like, when I got eliminated, probably one of the saddest parts was like, I'm like, I probably won't be able to, like, see my friends as much now.
But you have, because you guys did Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, we did the adult show, too, yeah.
No big deal.
I know. No big deal.
But, I mean, you get to do the live, too.
Mm-hmm.
That one, were you nervous for that?
I was really nervous for that, because after that, there's no going back. It's airing I'm pretty sure it's actually live in New York. It doesn't air for a couple hours later in LA, but it's actually live, so there's no going back. Like, they can't really edit. Yeah, they can't edit anything out.
Nope.
It's just live.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens on that stage. But I'll tell you, you guys have no nerves in comparison to the adults who do the show. Mm-hmm. Some of the adult contestants come on, and learning two dances is almost impossible for them. You guys were learning two dances for two different shows.
I know.
In the same week.
Yeah.
How was that for Jason? Because Jason's not someone who's been in dance class his whole life.
Well, I will say, I think it started off pretty hard for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure he was like, oh my gosh, just like, what is happening? Like, oh my gosh, like, I think he was pretty stressed out because ballroom is a really hard style. Like, even like, it's still hard for me.
Right. And I was looking at your dances. So cha-cha, jive, foxtrot, tango, jazz. Jazz, you're probably like, I got this one. But
yeah.
But that is a lot when you're not in a dance studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's an actor. So I think he loved the experience. But I bet there's probably some days in the rehearsal studio where he's like, what did I sign up for?
I know. But luckily, Emma and I were really happy when we met him. We actually surprised him on set because you probably know he's on Raven's Home. So we surprised him on set. But we were really happy because we were like, well, since he's an actor, he probably has to pick up lines like really, really fast. Mm-hmm. So that means he can probably pick up like dance really, really fast.
Choreography
too.
And movement.
Yeah, so we don't have to worry about him like forgetting it.
One thing I really loved about him is that his performance was always there.
Yeah,
like,
he had great
face. Was on. Yes.
Oh,
you
yes.
need that for sure. Mm-hmm. That's really important.
Yeah.
What was the hardest thing for him?
I would probably say either the learning the actual steps and just like I said, getting technique, and or probably the frame.
Oh, frame is hard.
Frame is hard because you have to always look to the left. It's sometimes you always like want to look at your partner, but you have to look to the left
like this, and then you get tired. So sometimes the elbows go.
You always have to stay connected, like here. Yeah.
Did she ever give you a bar, Emma, to like hold up?
She did do that, and she always like made. She's like, you have to have resistance right here because it can't be like floppy, like like that, or else that's gonna be bad. And you always have to have butterfly fingers.
Butterfly fingers.
You can't like be like that on your partner. You have
no claws.
Yeah, no claws. You have to have butterflies.
Unless it's a Halloween episode.
I know.
But you guys,
you have to have nice butterfly fingers.
Well, you have a lot of ballet training, don't you? So you know how to do a good, beautiful
like,
hand.
I felt pretty confident about that, but I always had to keep reminding Jason, I'm like, Jason, you have to be a butterfly, okay? Yeah.
I love that. Well, and I think what's funny, too, but usually I think the ballroom hand's a little bit stronger than a ballet hand, don't you think?
Well, yeah, this is a ballet hand.
Yes.
And this is ballroom. Like you're...
I gotta
like
do this.
Yeah, like
right?
You're shooting firecrackers at, like...
Yeah, because they always are like, boom, boom.
Boom.
I'm going to get ballroom lessons from you. You can train with Lacey. I will train with
me.
You. Yes.
Perfect. That's
this
great.
Will work out just fine. I can imagine how our lessons are going to go. Now, what was your favorite dance that you did?
Can I do my favorite dance and then my favorite costume?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, I already know my favorite costume. My favorite costume that I had was definitely Week 2 Jive.
Which we have the video of because I thought I love the little alien antennas.
But that costume, it was beautiful, but oh my gosh, it was literally, I think, heavier than me.
Oh, did it have a lot of beading?
Yes. Like,
there it is.
Yes.
Oh, you can see all the beading right there.
You can see all the, those are all handmade.
They're
hand-stoned.
And the wardrobe department is incredible at Dancing with the Stars.
I know, they're so fast at, too. Like, they're really good. And my shoes, too, were all stoned, and they were hand-painted, too. Literally, hand-painted.
Exquisite, honestly. Because it's very expensive to do hand-stoning.
And even the costume was painted, too,
This is what I love about Jason. Look at his little face.
I know.
It's so great. That's what I love about him. He just was always 100% in, and that's what you want from a contestant.
He always gave 120% every single dance.
And that's what I always say. You don't have to be the best dancer, but if you have the heart, you do the hard work and you show up there
and
having a great
fun.
Time. Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, honestly. And I know for a fact, just in talking with him, he said it was one of the best times of his life. So he had a great time with you. He had a great time with Emma.
I love Jason. Yeah.
I do too.
We were like an old like couple.
You were.
We were funny.
Are you guys both little old souls? Is that what it is?
Yes. My mom calls us something. What do you call us?
Archie and Edith Bunker from All in the Family. That's amazing.
Who even are Archie and Edith?
It was a TV show in the 70s and 80s that was on TV. You'll have to see a YouTube clip. Because
I thought it was like the Archie comics, you know, like Riverdale.
Edith used to go, oh, Archie, like that. That's how she, yeah. and Archie Bunker was like, rah, 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 rah. He was always really grumpy. Jason's not grumpy, but he's got that gravelly voice that I think probably reminds your mom of that. Mm-hmm.
And another thing, one of my favorite things we do together, well, we would always have our pizza, always Domino's, no other pizza brands like Papa John's or.
You're strictly a Domino's girl.
Yes. And Jason's a Domino's boy. We always have to have our seasoning on the crust.
The garlic butter seasoning.
I don't know
so
what
good.
Seasoning.
It's a garlic
so
butter.
Good.
It's really good.
No topping, just cheese.
You're very simple.
It's very simple.
Do you
simple.
Do extra cheese or extra sauce?
No, I don't think so.
No, just regular.
I don't really know, actually.
You weren't doing the ordering.
Yep. I'm not doing the ordering. Jason just gets whatever he wants. I'm like, okay.
You guys need to do a Domino's commercial. I'm going to throw this out, and you guys can dance together and eat pizza.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
And if that happens,
I'm going to reach out to him today.
I know. Well, Domino's, if you see this, please, because I think this would be such
a fun... Sponsor Jason and I.
Yes. I want to be on set the day you shoot, though, okay? Yes. Don't forget to call me up.
I better get unlimited Domino's for life.
Unlimited Domino's.
Oh, I love the brownie things. Have you had those?
Oh, is it like a brownie pizza kind of thing, right?
Not like a pizza. It's like... They're like these. It's like a brownie, but it's cookie and brownie.
Ooh!
It's like no chocolate chips, but it's like brownie and cookie. Oh my God! Literally one of the best things I've ever had.
That sounds really delicious. Well, we'll have to have those on set too.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you think is the greatest thing you learned coming out of Dancing with the Stars Juniors? Because you've already had some great experiences so far as a dancer. Yeah.
Definitely, I would just say. Well, I learned a lot of. I just always have to be patient. I think a lot. I really, like, got better with patience, you know, just because...
I'm terrible at patience. Terrible.
Well, I think that actually really helped because, like, a lot of times I'm, like, I used to be, like, fine at patience. Like, after, like, 5 minutes, I'd just be like, no. But, like, I feel like that actually really helped me a lot. It was such a great experience. I loved it. I definitely learned a lot. And also another thing that I learned is I definitely, since I've even been, like, literally since I found out what ballroom was, I literally have been wanting to do it, but I haven't been able to take it that much. Like, only, like, literally, I would say about, like, once every month just in, like, a 45-minute class at a convention. So, but that, like, it was really fun. It was definitely something I wanted to do more. So I obviously got to do it so much, and I really feel like my technique got better just from doing it, you know, a lot. And it's just a great style. It's my favorite style, actually, at the moment right now.
Ooh. Well, you're training at Pro Dance LA, which is Webs of Django's studios with his wife, Elena.
It's a great studio.
Yes. Who are you training with?
Well, this guy, his name is Igor.
And you're going to be competing, aren't you?
Yes.
And so in a couple weeks coming up?
Yes, it's November 24th.
Oh, really
soon.
Which
is the day after Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, it is. Ooh. So good. So what style are you going to be? Are you doing several different dances?
Yes. I'm pretty sure we already have the three. We have the cha-cha, the samba, and the rumba. And I'm pretty sure we have a private today. I'm pretty sure today we're going to be learning the jive. There's one more that we're supposed to be doing if we have time to get to it. Luckily, all of the three dances that we have so far, they're all cleaned.
Good.
So that's nice, yeah. So we don't have to worry about that.
Which one's your favorite out of the three so far?
Probably my favorite out of the three so far. I would say the samba, just because, like, you get to, like, bounce a lot.
I love samba.
I think it's really fun.
Are you doing a samba roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we actually, we do that.
Anyone that's listening to this as a podcast, I'm moving my arm over my head just so you know. You can always go to the video to refer it, yes.
Yeah,
I love samba.
I was like, oh, what? But then I realized what you're talking
samba
about.
Samba roll, yes. Yep. Now, jive is one of my favorites, too, but I find, because I really trained in ballet when I was studying dance, completely opposite. So you're on the ball of your foot, but you're not landing on your heels like we would want to in ballet.
Yeah.
You're constantly on the balls of your feet. And my calves were on fire the first lesson I took, which was with Alan Burstyn, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
It was really fun.
I love Alan.
I do, too. He's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have this joke with him whenever, like, because Alan came in and, like, watched our dance a couple of times just to give us, like, tips to or along with Emma. And whenever we would go out, we'd be like, thank you, Alan, as a joke. But then, because Emma said, she goes, say thank you, Alan. But Jason goes, he goes, well, why do I have to thank Alan? He should be thanking me for letting him look at my amazing dance.
My amazing dance. That doesn't need any cleaning.
He should be thanking me that I actually let him. I was like.
Alan seems like he's a big kid, isn't he? He's one big kid, of course. And now he's in the finals of Dancing with the Stars, which is super exciting.
Yeah.
So we're definitely rooting him on and all of the rest of the finalists. Now, you are someone that basically started dancing when you were a baby, right?
18 months.
18 months. So basically you could walk and you're dancing.
Yes.
So you don't remember ever not dancing, I imagine.
Nope.
Did you start in one of those like little creative movement classes when you're little?
Yeah, I remember I had my favorite stuffy. I couldn't say unicorn was when I was little, so I called it a hula-corn.
A hula-corn.
I always had my hula-corn with me when I would go into class, and I would have a tantrum whenever they wouldn't let me bring it in. So I always had to have my hula-corn with me.
How many years did the hula-corn go to dance class?
How long would you say? I can't even remember.
2 years. 2 years? Did hula-corn get good at dance?
And yes. Hula Korn was at one point better than dance than me.
I love it.
Yep.
At what age do you think, because honestly, you've been working professionally so long, which is amazing. At what age do you think you're like, I really want to do this as much as I can?
Definitely around 5, because that's when I started doing competition dance. Mm-hmm. So that's when I was like, yeah, of course, like I definitely want to keep doing this. Definitely want to pursue it.
And how did they find you for Dance Moms? Because you were a baby. You were like, what, 7?
Yes.
That's so tiny. Mm-hmm. I was watching old clips, and I'm like, you're so tiny and so funny.
Yeah. So what happened is, so like you probably know, Abby was trying to create a mini team.
The mini team, yes.
Yep. So as a joke, my mom and I found that and we're like, you know, let's just like do it for fun. Not really thinking that we'd actually get it, just like literally as a joke. But then we actually got really far into it and we're like, well, like, is this actually something we want to do? Because, like, we're really far.
So did you audition somewhere in Los Angeles?
Yeah, we got this, I don't think it was, no, it wasn't a paper. We got this letter, like, online, like, thank you so much for applying. You are invited to the audition, which is in L.A. at the Abby Lee.
Dance company.
Studio.
Yes.
Santa Monica.
Right off of the 405.
Yeah, and you know, it's nice. A lot of times we would love to go to the beach. It's literally like a half a mile away from the beach.
Yeah, it's actually a good place to have a studio, honestly, because a lot of them are here in North Hollywood, yes, or they're in Hollywood.
They have a lot of good restaurants around there, too.
They do. You can go to 3rd Street Promenade. It's actually kind of a nice place because you can, if you're in between classes, had an hour or two off, you could go to the beach and relax and just, you know, breathe.
Yeah, we love doing that.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So when you get on the show,
I forgot to tell you the process. I'm sorry, I forgot what I was. I was like,
we got on the beach and then we just took a left turn.
Yeah, we got off subject, but so we auditioned and I actually. So what he did, one of the producers, he had us. For some reason, he had us learn. He had one group learn a hip hop combo and the other group learn a jazz combo. I don't know why they didn't teach the same combo, because then Abby had us do it to the music, but she had us do the jazz combo, not the hip-hop combo. So the people that learned the hip-hop combo were like, I don't know what to do.
Because it's good TV. That's what it is.
Yeah. So he put us in. There were about, like, I would say over 100 kids there. Let's just say, I don't know for sure, but let's just say it's 200. He put us into groups of, like, 10 people, and he had us do it at a time, and he would pick either 2 or 3 people from the group saying, like, I think you people are good for the show. And then he would dismiss everybody else. So luckily, my mom and I, we got in the cut. But then this mom got really mad. And she's like, how dare you? My child's the best one in this room. She's like, oh, you know what? Then you can be good at, you can be in the cut too. Because, you know, you have to have the drama mama.
The drama mama, exactly. There always is one, of course. Yeah. Well, that's the foundation of the show. If there's no drama in what's happening outside the studio, there's no reality
show. And it was a really long audition. It was about 7 or 8 hours. That's super long.
When you're that tiny, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm. It was really long. Yeah. So they had a final group. They, like, basically cut everyone else that was, like, too old, but because they had, like, 15-year-olds and, like,
they wanted minis.
Yeah. So they had a final group of, I would say, about, like, 6 or 7 people, and everyone got on the show except for me.
You were the only one that didn't get on the show?
Yes. So I was the only one in that final group that didn't get on the show. So, of course, I was heartbroken.
I've had that happen to me before, and you're the only one left out. Yes. I'll tell you what networker was for after we get off the show, because I don't want to. Because it was one of those, but I was like, my heart hurts. And I was an adult, so as a kid, it's got to hurt too.
Yeah, because when the show came out, my mom, I just remember, like, we were watching and we were just, like, started crying. Because, like, we tried our hardest. Like, we don't know what went wrong. But then later on, I was in L.A. and I wanted to take a couple classes at Abby's. So my mom called, like, the studio and she's like, is there any way, like, she could take classes? And they're like, here, let me put Abby on the phone. Mm-hmm. So they literally put Abby on the phone. And my mom's like, oh my gosh, is this actually Abby? And she's like, yes, like, how are you? Like, I remember you guys from the auditions. How are you? And my mom's like, oh, we're great, but, like, how do you remember us? But it, yeah, I mean, probably because I was in the final group.
Because you're like, because I was the only one cut.
Yeah. But she's like, I'd love to have a private with you. So I had a private with her. It was supposed to be 30 minutes, but it actually ended up being 3 or 4 hours.
My goodness. Well, that obviously went well.
Yes. So, of course, yeah, she really liked me. But then, so my mom did ask, she's like, so why did we actually not get on the show? And she's like, oh, well, you weren't right for the role. Because my mom, she used to be a school teacher, so she had, like, her little glasses, and, like, she's like, oh, like, she was very sweet. I mean, you're still sweet, but now you know how to stand up to people. But she, like,
well,
she would
I love this, out of the mouth of babes. But for anyone that's listening to this and is not necessarily understanding, reality shows are scripted.
Yes.
And everyone has roles to play.
Yes.
And,
like, everyone thinks my mom is so mean, but she's actually really, really nice.
I've had no problems with Yolanda.
Yeah.
I will tell you that, you guys. Our interactions have been just lovely. So,
yes.
But I want people to understand, if they don't understand, there are writers on a reality show.
Yes.
And
like, you know what they do a bunch of the times? I could be, or you could be rolling your eyes because, like, you're really tired and you have to go to the bathroom, but they'd say, like, no. But then they'll take that rolling, when you're rolling your eyes, and make it look like you're doing it at a kid.
That's right. They will take it from mm-hmm. one thing where it's totally
yep.
benign, has nothing to do with anything,
mm-hmm.
you just had a long day, and they
yes.
will insert it into the drama.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think people need to realize that. And, you know, and that's why,
yeah.
You know, I know you've stayed in contact with Abby, and Abby's
yeah.
had a tough time. And I've had dinner with Abby,
yeah.
guys. And I you see the different side. And I think
yeah.
people need to understand, yes, Abby made some mistakes.
Yes.
She paid her price.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's almost like sometimes people think, like, reality TV is actually, like, real life. Like, it's not scripted.
Yeah, it's scripted.
Like, oh, my gosh, like, I can't believe
yeah.
she would do that. And we're like, it's fake.
You know, and nobody's perfect, because everyone
yes.
makes mistakes as humans too. And, you know, we were talking earlier,
mm-hmm.
like, actions have consequences. She's
yeah.
she's you know, she's seen that. But
yeah.
I know you visited Abby. How's Abby mm-hmm. doing? Because
I think she's actually doing really well. You know,
good.
She recently just had her last round in chemo.
That's so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that's a relief
her
for her.
Yeah, keeping her in our prayers. I think she's doing really well, right?
Yeah, I think she's too. I've been trying to follow a little bit on Instagram and stuff like that, just to make sure
yeah.
she's doing okay. Because
yeah, I went and I saw her a couple of times. One time, I actually went with Macy.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
And we just, like, talked. We were there for, like, 2 hours, just, like, talking and catching up on things. Just because we haven't seen her in, like, a while, it's just great to catch up on things.
And I've got to imagine it really lifts her spirits, too.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because
yeah.
I think she's had a tough road, and sometimes when you go through tough things, you find out who your friends are. People
yes.
that keep showing up and just saying, we're checking in on you, we're making sure you're okay. So that, you know, that means a lot to her.
Yes.
That's really important. And, you know, listen, without Abby Lee Miller, we wouldn't have you
yep.
here. Right?
True. Yeah.
Yes.
Or even
or
without
different
Abby
path.
Lee Miller. Or without Abby Lee Miller, there'd be no Dance Moms.
There'd
at all.
Be no Dance Moms
I
at
feel
all.
Like Abby really makes the show. Like, if they had a different teacher, it'd be different. But I feel like Abby really is the one that makes Dance Moms.
She's a character.
Yep.
She is. And she is a character in real life, too. But a lot softer. Like, you
yes.
see the big heart that's underneath
yes.
there. And I think that was...
She really does have a heart of gold.
She does. And I think also, if you go back and watch, like, the first season of Dance Moms
mm-hmm.
and then see the second season, you see the character
yes.
on screen amp up, because that's what they were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good, though.
She really is a sweet person.
She is.
People
she...
don't think she is, but she is.
She is. And we want to wish her well, but I'm glad
yes.
to hear that, you know, she's done chemo and
yeah.
moving in the right direction, of course. You were working, speaking of Dance Moms, you were working with Nia Su last night, all the way up
yes.
to probably, what, midnight?
Yes.
Early
well, the
this
shoot,
morning?
Yeah, the shoot started at 6, and it ended at 12. But luckily, we were dancing on a rooftop, and I was really afraid I was going to fall off, because literally...
Were the edges close?
Yeah, no, the edges were really small. Like, say, like, this is, like, the ground right here, the edges only went up about, like, this high.
That makes my palms sweat.
I know, and we were doing backflips where, like, we had partners, and they would flip us over, and my friend Coco Quinn and I were like, oh my gosh, like, what if they flip us, like, over the edge by accident?
You're like, do not flip us over this edge.
I know,
they
so we were like... Please.
So I believe it's a holiday video. Is that
yes.
correct? So Kristen
yeah.
McQuaid is choreographing, friend
yes.
to our show here, and working with Nia. So
yeah,
we love
Nia,
Kristen.
And I'm pretty sure Leela B too.
Oh,
I think
fantastic.
That's how you say her name. Yeah. She has her own Radio Disney show. Yeah, she's super sweet.
So this is going to get some air. Oh, you're going to get the whole Disney crowd. This is good.
Yeah, I love the song, too, because it incorporates, like, Jingle Bells, like, Frosty the Snowman, like, all those, you know, the Christmas songs. But, like, they make it their own. Like, they add different
lyrics. And tons of dancing. And,
yes. And it's a really fun video.
And Kristen McQuaid does a great job of, like, working. She and, like, Mandy Moore are some of those people. Mm-hmm. They can work with any age. Them, yeah. I love both of them. They've got a great energy. They understand how to work with people of all ages, which I think is really incredible. It's not easy to always, like, say, I'm going to work with the 7-year-old today, and tomorrow I'm going to work with the 27-year-old. It's a big difference.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
For sure. What do you love about Kristen?
Definitely her personality.
I was going to say her hair.
I was going to say her hair, too, after. I love the...
I like her jacket.
Oh, yeah. She had a peacock jacket yesterday, so it had, like, all these, like, feathers that were rhinestones, like the peacock design, and they're, like, all down. I was like, I love your jacket. I love the red hair. I'm actually considering, like, just, like, getting my tips because I recently just got my hair dyed lighter, like, a little bit blonder.
You could do it for, like, the holidays, like, do red and green.
Yes. My friends that we stay with in L.A., she has red hair, and I actually like it. Like, not, like, red, like, as red as, like, that.
Because if you do it on the ends, at worst case scenario, you could always just trim the ends right off.
Yeah. True.
If you had to for a job or a commercial, you'd be like, I'll cut that right off. No problem.
I know. I really like red hair, though. I think it's cute.
It's really cute. I love that. Yeah, Kristen's got a great style. If you guys haven't watched the To The Point episode with her, it's up in our archives. And by the way, she showed up with a popcorn purse.
She did?
For the watch. Because, of course, she has it in her wardrobe.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was incredibly amazing. She had, like, funky glasses on. She had bangs at the time. I think she had, like, her short little bob with the bangs. It was fantastic.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
A perfect outfit.
She has an outfit for every occasion, I know. Pretty much. And you worked with her on the Grace VanderWaal. Yes. I think it was Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Okay, Moonlight, yes.
It was really fun. That was actually one of my favorite music videos I've ever done. You know why? Because we got to take eyeliner and we got to do shapes like we're broken, like glass,
Cool.
We got to do shapes all over our arms, all over our stomachs, and even our legs. So it took a while. It took about an hour and a half for everyone to do
it. But it was a cool look.
Oh, it was so cool. And I had so much fun doing it because my mom didn't do it. I was like, Mom, please just let me do it. This is going to be so much fun.
It's my artistic.
I know.
You know.
And it actually turned out really good. I was like, wow, like I am like the next James Charles.
You've got it all down. You know, if dance doesn't work out, you're going to be an artist.
I have makeup, yeah.
Makeup, you got it done.
No hair for me. I'm trash at hair.
But you're not good at hair, huh?
No. I can't even braid.
I can braid, but I'm not great at makeup either. So
I can, you know what I can do?
We'll do opposite. Like,
you know
I'll
what
do
I can
your
do?
Hair.
I can brush my hair.
That's a good start. That'll get you out the door.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Now,
I can't do anything else.
Good question, because, you know, I was just thinking about this. You're working all the time. Are you homeschooled?
Yes, I do homeschools. I usually do it, homeschooled. I usually do it for about 3 hours a day.
Okay.
So that's really, it's really good because, you know, school is always like number one priority
it
in my opinion.
It is so important to have your education.
Yes.
Because no matter what happens.
They really want to go to college. Like a couple of people I know, they're like, yeah, I don't really know if like I want to go to college. I'm like, well, I just really want to keep an education. I want to go to college.
You're a smart
My goal is to go to Yale. That's what
I want to go to New Haven, Connecticut. Do you have any family members that went there?
No.
No, just you picked out Yale?
But I think my, was it Jose?
Went to Bassett.
Yeah. And someone else in our family went to Harvard, too.
Well, they're smart cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I went to New York University, so they have a good dance program, too, by the way.
That's, oh, cool.
Yeah, right there in the city. I know, me too.
Except sometimes it gets a little cold. And there's a lot of smells that I wouldn't particularly choose
In the summer, it's really, really smelly. You were working there last Christmas, correct?
Yes, for an off-Broadway show. Oh, I love
that. Yeah, what was that? The Dance Divas?
Yes, Nutcracker. It was based off a book, and I was cast as the lead. So it was, you know, it was really nerve-wracking for me because I never really sang before. I didn't really do acting that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I never did a school play either, so I never did, like, anything like that. So I was really nervous for that. I'm like,
how many songs did you have? Couple?
Five
songs.
Yes.
All right. How'd the singing go? Did you feel strong? Did you take lessons?
Of course I took lessons. I started off, I was like, I don't know how I feel about this to sing, but then I thought I was actually got pretty decent at singing where I'm not like,
eh. Did you get bitten by the theater bug? Because musical theater, if you're a great dancer and you can sing, there's a lot of job opportunities there.
Yes. It was, well, I'm sorry, what?
Did you get bitten by the theater bug? Like, are you interested in doing a Broadway show?
Yes, yeah, sorry, I didn't know what you meant. I was like,
yeah, bitten, but it's a little phrase. Like, did you get bitten by the theater bug?
I was confused. Yes, I actually really want to do Broadway. Broadway was so much fun because I love singing, acting, and dancing.
I know.
What more perfect way to do it?
Great use of all your skills. Is there a show that you have in mind?
Well, they're definitely Frozen on Broadway because, you know, they have young Anna and young Elsa.
That would be amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I could see you in Matilda.
Oh, yes, Matilda, too.
I could see Matilda. If they ever revive Billy Elliot, you're perfect for that.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's cool. That whole show is like the kids all dance, everything.
Oh, really?
Christmas Story, you could do
that. Oh, yeah. Well, you know all these. Like, musical? I know a lot of... but I keep forgetting.
Do you tap?
Well, no, there's no kids in Chicago.
Someday.
You're older. Someday.
Do you tap at all? Because the Christmas Story has a lot of tap.
Yes, I do tap. I'm not, like, amazing, like...
Artyon's a pretty good.
Oh, no, yeah, definitely not like Artyon.
He's a good little, I know. He was in Christmas Story Live at the TV.
Artyon is a better tapper than me when he was like literally four because he showed us a video Dancing with Stars than I am now.
He's amazing.
He's so good.
I love him.
He's literally the sweetest person ever, too.
He is. He's got a really big heart. Yes. I just love that about him. I just want to give him a big hug. He's always smiling and everything else.
I love Artyon.
There was another show I was going to think about for you, too. I was like, there's one more. I'll think about it.
Okay.
Oh, I know, because you're a great ballet dancer. Radio City, have you done Clara, right, on Radio City Christmas show?
I've auditioned for the past 2 years, but I'm going to again this year.
It's Don't been grow a dream. Too much. Don't.
No, she's too short.
She's too short right now?
Yes.
How tall do they want the girls? They're always very specific at Radio City.
Yeah, I think the limit, I don't know for sure, but let's just say it's like 4'15". No, that doesn't even exist.
4'10".
Yeah,
4'10". Is 4'15 the shortest or the tallest? Okay, so 4'10" would be the tallest.
Yeah.
And you're too tiny.
I was 4'4" last time I auditioned, which was last April.
Okay.
So, of course, I was like really small. And the girls that got it were literally like up to here.
Yeah, so they're like maybe 4'8", 4'9", 4'10", right in that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were actually past 4'10". I know they've had some of the girls do it year after year.
Yeah.
But it's a great role for you. I mean.
Yes. I've been trying. Yeah. Definitely again this year.
I was looking at the Nutcracker photo from the Dance Divas one. And I said, you know what? I was like, you scream Clara from Radio City Christmas show.
Yeah. And you know, I've made it to the final cut every single time I've auditioned for it too. I'm so close.
You're so close. Well, if you want to do it, you just keep auditioning. Yep. Keep showing up. Eventually, they're going to have no choice but to hire you.
I know. You're like, she's been here. She's made the sacrifice. We might as well.
Yes, you're like.
Radio City, if you're watching this, hi.
And what a cool stage. Have you seen the Christmas show?
Yes, we see it every year. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I love it.
And if anyone has never had the opportunity to see it, save all your money because it's expensive at Thanksgiving time or holiday time.
Yep.
But go and do this. It has to be on your bucket list because things come out of the stage and they go up the stage.
And I heard even this year they have a new finale where they have like aerialists and they go around the stage. It's like about a star. It's like the star, like there are all these stars.
They have an ice skating rink that comes up.
I know.
It's the most magical Christmas show ever.
It's literally Christmas and like an hour and a half show.
Yes, they even
all
do the
Christmas.
Nativity.
I know.
So you get the whole story.
The camel. I love, literally besides Clara, the camels are my favorite part. I just love, because my friend, you know Macy, we have a joke about llamas. I know a camel is a llama, but it's pretty close to it. So we always go like, llamas. So whenever the camels come out, I'm like, camels.
You're like, there we go. We got the joke in there.
I know.
Sure. Yeah, it really is one of those shows. All right, so next year when you're in the show, I'm going to go to New York. All right.
Yep.
I'll save it for one more year. I'm going to put that out there that you'll be tall enough next year.
Yes.
How often are you able to take ballet? Because, you know, ballet is not one of those that you have to like, you can pick up like every month or something. You really have to be consistent about it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I have to do a ballet a lot because it's, you know, it's the foundation of all dance. And if you like stop doing ballet, then even like hip hop too, it's hard for you to do those styles just because ballet is what gives you the technique. And if you stop doing it, then you lose your technique. So you really have to be consistent with it. So we try to do it as much as we can.
And you're doing Point, obviously, if you're auditioning for
Point.
What year? How old were you when you got on Point? Because if you were auditioning a couple years ago. Cause you're 11 now.
I was 9 when I first auditioned. Because now I'm 11. So I had been on Point for a year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 8.
Yeah, you were tiny.
Tiny, really tiny.
Yeah. I mean, because it's hard, too, because, you know, getting up on the block, you have to have the strength and
everything
else.
Yes, you can't be like that. That's
You'll injure yourself eventually. Yeah, you have to be really careful with something like that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the dance awards because, hey, somebody won this year, yes. Didn't you, in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. It has definitely been my biggest goal ever in my whole entire life, and I can't believe it actually happened.
This is a big deal, and I didn't realize. I was not a competition kid, and I didn't realize how big the dance awards were until I watched this great documentary with Denise and Travis Wall, I Dream of Dance.
Yes.
Did you see it? It's so good.
It's amazing.
Watching all the kids going through, and this kid, Wyeth, by the way, who was like the underdog, didn't even make the top 21 year, goes on to win. Sorry to ruin the documentary for you guys, but it gives you so much. It's so inspiring.
Denise and Travis are so amazing and so sweet, too.
You were there that year, so that Wyeth won. So was it this summer?
No, it was last summer.
Last summer. Okay, perfect.
Last year I was in Orlando, though, but this year I did Vegas.
You did Vegas.
Yeah.
And you won. And what I thought, do they make your category? Because you're what, in mini?
Yeah. So. Now I'm a junior. It's mini is 8 to 10.
Okay, so when you were in minis, do they make you also do kind of that improv to the music the way they do in the junior?
What they do different is minis, you only do one song, and it's always been jazz. They have never done lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
But for juniors, they do jazz and they do like contemporary or lyrical.
Okay, so they do the improv, just so everyone understands, for the top 20. Is that correct?
So what happens is, there's a whole, ceremony. So what they do is they have the top 20, and the top 20 is formed by you do your solo, and then you also have the audition. It's ballet and jazz.
Okay.
And then a couple days later, then they do the top 20, and that's with your scores combined. So that's how they create the top 20. And then from there, they do the top 10. And then the top 10 is when you improv.
Do the improv.
Yes. So then once you do your improv, you usually do it for about 30 or 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Around that time, then they create the top 3, which is your audition, solo, and improv score combined. And then from there, literally, about 10 minutes later, you have to recompete your solo. So you have to warm up, you have to get your costume on, you have to do more makeup, you have to maybe redo your hair, all in 10 minutes.
And then get back out on stage and nail it.
And what they do is they have a piece of paper where it's 1, 2, and 3, so they say this person number 1, this person number 2, this person number 3.
How do you keep your nerves in check in a moment like that? Because when you're down to the top 3, you know that number 1 is in sight.
Yes. Oh, I used to be really, really, really nervous. Now I at Dance Wars, I still was really, really, really nervous, but I really had to contain my nerves because I always think everything happens for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I always have my backstage rituals that I always do. I always say a prayer to God.
That's always good.
Yes. And then I also do a thing where I'm say, I believe I can do this. If I can do it once, I can do it a million times. And I always think of a time where I did it really good, and I say, do it just like I did right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always do my our little handshakes that we do on Dance Moms. I mean, of course, no one else is there with me, but I have two handshakes. The one, the mini team handshake, and then I also do the Llama Squad handshake, which is Lily, Bryn, Macy, and I.
I love that.
Yeah.
And so that probably calms you down, too. It takes your mind off of, I have to go out here and perform the dance of my life.
Yes. And usually the piece, I always do that with about 3 pieces to spare. And then always for the last piece, I just stand in the main and I just put my head down. Not because I'm sad, just to get myself ready. Just a
centered focus, the deep breath, yes.
Deep breath, yes.
Deep breath calms you.
Yes. Oh, it's crazy how that works.
It is crazy how that works. And if you watch major athletes at the Olympics, like a figure skater, they go out on the ice and they all go.
Yeah.
And they let it all out because.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Gold medals on the line.
I know.
Hey, dance awards on the line.
I know. On the line.
Guess it's what? Just crazy. Nailed it.
Yep. It's crazy to think, too, because, once you're in the top 3, it's I'm still in the running. I still have a chance to win it. If you get, if you don't get top 3, it's you're out of it now. There's nothing that can happen now. But, when you're in the top 3, it's oh, my gosh, I'm still in the running.
Still in your control of, making your performance the best you can.
Yes.
And you get to now travel. Part of the honor is you get to apprentice, correct? And then travel all season.
Yeah, so we have actually done 5 cities so far. We did Fort Lauderdale, Omaha, Reno, Albuquerque, and San Diego.
You nailed them all. I love it. Yes, and your frequent flyer miles, I'm going on vacation with you because clearly you have all the frequent flyer miles.
Well, what we do is we don't go on one consistent airline. We go on, we don't really have that many points because we go on all these different airlines. But my mom, I think she's going to get a Southwest credit card because they have this really cool thing too where you can have a companion. So I'm my mom's companion. So I get to fly for free.
Perfect.
Yes.
That's a good way to do it. And guess what? You get free luggage, two bags on
Zelda.
No, you
get four free bags.
Well, because there's two of you. Yes. Oh, per person. Yes. Yeah. It is the way to go. That's where I'm going on Thanksgiving because we love Southwest.
And the limit for bag weight is 50, not 40. So I always appreciate that too.
Add some extra shoes, extra clothes.
I hate when we get up to the thing and like, oh, sorry, the limit is actually 40. We have like 50 pounds. We're like, are you kidding me?
You got to take some things. We have to put a lot of clothes on.
Yeah.
On the airplane.
Yep.
All right. Eliana, you have had such an incredible career so far.
Yes.
You want to go to college? Do you think you'll continue in dance post-college?
Oh, 100%, yes.
Do you have goals on choreographing or...
Yes, I actually do want to be a choreographer when I grow up, too.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like Mandy Moore?
Like Mandy Moore.
I want to be Mandy Moore, too. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Nicest, kindest,
yes.
Talented, everything.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, she did a great job
with you. Great person
to be. She really is. She's a great role model, honestly. Yes. I definitely agree with that. Well, I have to tell you, this was a very fast hour, and this was a very fun hour.
It was an hour?
Yes. Yeah.
It seemed like 10 minutes.
Because we had a good time. That's what it means.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that you were here with us today. I appreciate it. If you could let everyone know where they should follow you on social media.
Okay. My Instagram is at @ElianaWamsley_. My Snapchat is Eliana5678. My Musical.ly is Eliana Walmsley. Do I have a Twitter?
You do.
No.
Oh. Whose is it? That's Ellie_Walmsley then.
That's a fake person.
They're
impersonating. No.
Yes.
We need to get you a Twitter account then with the little check mark.
Oh,
my goodness. Well. All right,
I don't have a Facebook. So, Musical.ly Eliana Walmsley, Snapchat Eliana5678, Instagram. Oh, I forgot what my Instagram was. Eliana_Walmsley. Oh, and my Roblox account is Eliana Walmsley with 6 Y's. In case any of you know what Roblox is,
6 Y's.
It's a game.
I love it. Well, there's so many places to follow.
Follow me on Roblox. Fantastic. I need more followers on Roblox.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. I appreciate
thank
it.
You I were had such a great time.
You're a delight. I love
thank
you. You're
you.
Welcome back anytime. Okay, and we'll sing Rocket Man.
Yep.
We'll do it. All right, you guys. Thank you so much for joining us here at To the Point. We want to thank Dance Network, of course, and Popcorn Talk. If you want all of your latest dance news, dancenetwork.tv. Next week, you guys, epic guest. If you watch So You Think You Can Dance, you saw Jay Jackson, also known as LaGanja Estranja, coming in studio to talk about his So You Think experience. So we'll see you guys all next week. It's just my
job, 5 days a week. From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.